On Cornell College Week, can soft drinks help reverse climate change? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Craig Teague, professor of chemistry, examines how soda could be a part of the solution.
Global warming and carbon dioxide capture are at the forefront of many people's minds as we see implications of climate change happening across the world. It turns out some simple materials, such as soft drinks, could be part of the answer we're looking for to capture and remove CO2 from gas streams. I worked with a team of researchers at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee and several Cornell College students starting in 2016 to explore some of these simple materials. We focused on soft drinks right out of the vending machine. We knew soft drink production generates high-volume waste streams and wondered if we could find a way to make that waste useful by transforming it with a simple process in the lab. The team reduced the soft drinks to carbon powder using a hydrothermal synthesis process. We used four different soft drinks: Coca-Cola, Push Orange, Diet Mountain Dew, and Diet Pepsi. We discovered that the carbon from the soft drinks did, in fact, have micropores, or tiny spaces, to effectively capture carbon dioxide. Push Orange and Mountain Dew, both drinks with citric acid, created the best results by adsorbing the most CO2. Our findings are notable because most materials require the use of harsh chemicals to create the microporous material that can capture carbon dioxide. The soft drinks did that on their own through the simple synthesis process. While industries currently have ways of separating carbon dioxide from emissions, those processes aren't very energy efficient and can be corrosive. As we move toward renewable energy resources, the world still depends on fossil fuels and likely will for the foreseeable future. It's important to continue to research other options for removing CO2 from waste streams funneling into the atmosphere.
That was Craig Teague of Cornell College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.